Appendix C, Running Estimates. This appendix describes running estimates, and it explains how commanders and staffs build and maintain their running estimates throughout the operations process. This appendix provides a generic running estimate format that commanders and staff elements may modify to fit their functional areas. See JP50 for information on joint estimates. Types of running estimates. Running estimates assist commanders and staffs with understanding situations, assessing progress, and making effective decisions throughout an operation. Effective plans and successful executions hinge on current and accurate running estimates with relevant information. Each staff section maintains a running estimate within its specified area of expertise. For example, intelligence, fires, logistics, or personnel. When building and maintaining a running estimate, staff sections monitor current operations and they continuously consider the following in context of the operations. Facts. Assumptions. Friendly force status, including location, activity, and combat power of subordinate units from two echelons down. Enemy activities and capabilities. Civil considerations. Conclusions and recommendations with associated risk. Running estimates cover essential facts and assumptions, including a summary of the current situation. Running estimates always include recommendations for anticipated decisions. During planning, running estimates use these recommendations to select valid, meaning feasible, acceptable, suitable, distinguishable, and complete, courses of action, COAs, for further analysis. During preparation and execution, commanders use recommendations from running estimates to inform their decision-making. While staffs maintain formal running estimates, the commander's estimate is a mental process directly tied to the commander's visualization. Commanders integrate personal knowledge of the situation, analysis of the mission variables, assessments by subordinate commanders and their organizations, and relevant details gained from running estimates from the staff to develop the commander's assessment. Because a commander may need a running estimate at any time, staffs must develop, update, and continuously revise running estimates. At a minimum, staffs maintain a running estimate on friendly capabilities while in garrison or when not actively engaged in operations. Staff elements immediately begin updating their running estimates upon receipt of a mission. They continue to build and maintain their running estimates throughout the operations process of planning, preparation, execution, and assessment. Essential qualities of running estimates. A comprehensive running estimate addresses all aspects of operations. It contains essential facts and assumptions, including a summary of the current situation by the mission variables, conclusions, and recommendations. Comprehensive estimates consider both the quantifiable and the intangible aspects of military operations. They translate friendly and enemy strengths, weapon systems, training, morale, and leadership into combat capabilities. Preparing an estimate requires a clear understanding of weather and terrain effects and, more important, the ability to visualize the environment and the capabilities it requires. Estimates provide a timely, accurate evaluation of the unit, the enemy, and the assigned area at a given time. Estimates are as thorough as time and circumstances permit. Commanders and staffs constantly collect, process, and evaluate information. The staff members update their estimates as they receive and assess new information or as the nature of an operation changes. For example, staff members update their estimates when they recognize new facts, when they replace assumptions with facts or determine assumptions as invalid, when they receive changes to the mission or when changes are indicated. Updated estimates for the current operation can often provide a basis for estimates for future missions and changes to current operations. Estimates analyze the implications for the future and support the commander's visualization. These estimates link the current operations with future plans. The commander's visualization directs the end state. Estimates contribute to this ability and visualization. The base running estimate addresses information unique to each functional area. Staff sections need to specifically tailor their estimates to their commander's information requirements and the operation that the estimate will inform. The base running estimate serves as the staff element's initial assessment of the current readiness of equipment and personnel, and how the factors considered in the running estimate affect the staff's ability to accomplish the mission. Each staff element identifies functional area friendly and enemy strengths, systems, training, morale, leadership, and weather and terrain effects, and how all these factors impact the operational environment, OE, including the assigned area. Because the running estimate is based on a specific moment in time, each staff element constantly updates the estimate as new information arises, as assumptions become facts or are invalidated, when the mission changes, or when the commander requires additional input. Running estimates in the operations process. Commanders and staff elements build and maintain their running estimates during the operations process steps of planning, preparing, executing, and assessing. Commanders and staff elements immediately begin verifying and updating their running estimates upon receipt of a mission. Running estimates in planning. During initial planning, running estimates are key sources of information during mission analysis. Following mission analysis, commanders and staff elements continuously update their running estimates throughout the rest of the military decision-making process, MDMP. Based on the mission and the initial commander's intent, the staff develops one or more proposed COAs and continually refines its running estimates to account for the mission variables. The updated running estimates then support COA analysis, in which the staff identifies the strengths and weaknesses of each COA. The staff relies on its updated running estimate to provide input to COA analysis. Following COA analysis, the staff compares the proposed COAs against each other and recommends one of them to the commander for approval. During all these activities, each staff element continues to update and refine its running estimate to give commanders the best possible information available at the time to support their decisions. The selected COA provides each staff element an additional focus for its estimates and the key information it will need during orders production. Key information recorded in the running estimate may be included in orders, particularly in the functional annexes. Running estimates and COA analysis provide information that helps commanders. Commanders use this information to determine the best task organization to facilitate the commander's intent and concept of operations, weight the main effort, create effective combined arms teams to accomplish missions or achieve desired end state conditions, retain flexibility to meet unforeseen events and support future operations, allocate resources with minimum restrictions on their employment. All staff elements also incorporate risk management into their running estimates and provide recommendations to mitigate risk within their areas of expertise. The operations officer coordinates risk management throughout the operations process. See ATP 5-19 for a detailed discussion of the risk management process. Running estimates in preparation. As the commander and staff transition from planning to execution, they use running estimates to identify the current readiness of the unit in relation to its mission. The commander and staff also use running estimates to develop, then track, mission readiness goals and additional preparation requirements, such as integration of new units, training, and sustainment preparation. See ADP 50 for a detailed listing of preparation activities. Running estimates in execution. During execution, the staff incorporates information included in running estimates into the common operational picture. This enables the staff to depict key information from each functional area or warfighting function as it impacts current and future operations. This information directly supports the commander's visualization and rapid decision-making during operations. During execution, running estimates serve as a key assessment tool. Running estimates in assessment. Each staff element continuously analyzes new information during operations to create knowledge, facilitate understanding, and assess if operations are progressing according to plan. During planning, staffs develop measures of effectiveness, MOES, and measures of performance, MOPS, to support assessment, including analysis of anticipated decisions during preparation and execution. The assessment of current operations also supports validation or rejection of additional information that will help update estimates and support further planning. At a minimum, a staff element's running estimate assesses friendly force capabilities with respect to ongoing and planned operations, enemy capabilities as they affect the staff element's area of expertise for current operations and plans for future operations, civil considerations as they affect the staff element's area of expertise for current operations and plans for future operations. Details of the running estimate may change based upon the situation, mission, commander's preference, and other factors. Regardless of potential variations, when maintained properly and updated regularly, running estimates are valuable staff tools and ready references which enhance mutual understanding, assessment, and decision-making. Maintaining updated running estimates challenges the staff to enhance situational understanding, anticipate future requirements, and provide the commander with the most accurate and relevant information available to make the best decisions.